Today on 60 Second Psych, depressed and indecisive. Here's Dr. Aiken.
Today's study looked at psychological factors that predict relapse into depression. They enrolled people who were recovered from depression and taking an antidepressant, along with healthy controls, nearly 200 in all. All of them underwent a decision-making test that asked them to exert effort. It was a button-pressing task in order to get rewards. The antidepressants were then discontinued, and the patients were followed for 6 months to see who relapsed. Here's what they found. The patients in remission from depression were less likely to exert effort in order to get rewards than the healthy controls. This was true whether they were on or off their antidepressants. The researchers tested this out in a randomized fashion as part of the study. Second, the patients who wrestled with the decision to exert effort, taking a long time to make it, were more likely to relapse within 6 months of coming off their antidepressant. And here's what was not different between the groups. The healthy controls and the recovered patients both exerted the same amount of effort once they made the decision to do so, and both found the results equally rewarding. Other research has found that depressed patients are less sensitive to rewards when in a depression. So it's interesting that their reward sensitivity returns during recovery, but their decisiveness does not. In my own practice, I have patients rate their difficulty making decisions at every visit, and I've found that this is often the most disabling symptom of depression. Patients can feel bad and still function well, but not if they are severely indecisive. I've also found this symptom useful in discriminating patients who are stressed out and emotional from those with clinical depression. Healthy patients under acute stress are usually pretty good at making decisions. It's when depression sets in and everything seems equally worthless that decision-making goes to the pits. The study also informs behavior therapy. People with depression have a tendency to make unrealistic plans that take a lot of effort for little reward. When it comes time to take action on those plans, they change their mind and give up, and this pattern becomes habitual. So next time you see a patient with depression, ask them about the plans they've been procrastinating on and help them come up with new plans that require less effort and inspire more decisiveness.